Thanks for downloading ThistlePod. I'm Fiona Ritchie, delving into our NPR programme archive to remember some of the great visits we've enjoyed with artists who helped define the sound of today's music from Celtic roots. This time, William Jackson, whose composition Dan Alibnach had its world broadcast premiere on the Thistle and Shamrock.
The thing about these big commissions is that they're very expensive to put on, and to get it performed all the time you need sponsorship and all of that, so it's kind of difficult to just to get all those musicians back in a studio again just to make a recording. If you're funding it yourself, if you have your own label, which I do, you have to kind of make the most of things when they happen. So, and certainly, you know, you broadcasting it on the programme really helped a lot. I get letters and emails from people about it, and they tell me where they were and what they were doing when they heard a song. And Dan Alibnach is a kind of a difficult word for anyone to say. It means the Scottish poem, and people were writing to me with all these strange spellings, saying, I think it's called Dún Albino or something, you know. But of course, I know what they mean.
Yes, you didn't hold out on them. You knew what they were talking about. Yeah, so it was a fantastic opportunity for us to air it on the programme, and it was so popular that we rebroadcast it the following year, and people were grateful to have a chance to hear it and be a part of that event, you know, even after the fact.
Thank you.
grandparents on my father's side were both from Donegal. My grandfather was from Budcranna, which is near Derry, and my grandmother was from Gweedore, which is the area where Altan come from and the Brennans of Clannad. So they, like many other Donegal people, moved to the Glasgow area to find work way at the beginning of the 20th century, and they met each other in Glasgow, but my grandmother still had the piece of land over there and the house. So all my childhood summer vacations were spent in Donegal. So on the music I was hearing was Irish music. And I never travelled north of Glasgow till I was 17. I always went to the west coast of Ireland. So it was a natural influence to hear. Even when Clannad were starting out, hearing their very first singles, the Irish music shops had a habit of putting speakers outside the shop in the street, so you heard the music drifting all through the streets, and you would hear a lot of music like that. And then the Dubliners were on the scene, and so they were my main influences, the Dubliners, and then the Corries here, and then the Chieftains. So and also doing the folk festivals in Scotland, especially up in Thurso. Years ago, I got the chance to meet with the Finbar Fury and Eddie Fury, and Finbar was a great encouragement to learn the pipes. So he kind of put me in touch with someone who could get me a set of pipes, and so it just went from there. And before that, I had been playing the bass in another band, playing double bass and an electric bass, and wanted to kind of go into a more acoustic traditional direction. So when that band finished in 1975 and we started Ossian in 76, we started using acoustic instruments with other members of contraband, John Martin on the fiddle and my brother George, and then Billy Ross joined us. So we didn't have a Scottish piper at the time. It wasn't until Ian McDonald joined in 1981 that we actually had the Scottish pipes. But I believe the pipes now have diversified a lot. There's much more use of border pipes and small pipes, and Fred Morrison's playing the Island pipes. He really has gone for them. So I think that the way things were so compartmentalised in Scottish music was so different from Ireland. You know, the pipers kept to themselves, and you had your fiddle and accordion clubs and your folk clubs and singing clubs. But now it's all much more a Scottish music and anything goes, which is very healthy, because that's the way it was in Ireland, and allows musicians to swap ideas and, you know, learn from each other.
From our radio archives, William Jackson from his days with Ossian. Join me on NPR's The Thistle and Shamrock for radio like this each week. Find out how to tune in to public radio or hear an audio stream at thistleradio.com. I'm Fiona Ritchie. Thanks for joining me.